Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And have I got news for you? Bill Gates says that the worst part of the pandemic is to come. Yeah, the worst is not behind us. The worst is ahead of us. And he's cancelled his holiday plans because close friends have tested positive for COVID-19. Yeah, in a series of tweets, Billy Boy, has told his followers to take the Omicron variant seriously and said he's forced to cancel most of his holiday plans. How inconvenient. So he started off by saying, lamenting that his plans had been canned, but he warned followers to take precautions until more is known about this new variant, including wearing masks, avoiding big indoor gatherings and getting vaccinated. So basically, if you can avoid Christmas, that would be very, very helpful, and get more jabs. He also has warned, by the way, that there will be what they like to call breakthrough cases for those who have been doubly and triply jabbed, but the vaccines will help prevent them from getting seriously ill or dying, except when they get seriously ill and die. Apart from that, that is Bill's message to the world. So yeah, Bill was on a Twitter account telling his 56 million followers to take the Omicron variant seriously because it's spreading faster than any virus in history. So he says, just when it looked like life could return to normal, we could be entering the worst part of the pandemic. Omicron will hit home for all of us. Oh no, close friends of mine now have it, and I've cancelled most of my holiday plans. This comes on the back of Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Mengele, urging Americans to disinvite unvaccinated people from Christmas gatherings as the fast-spreading Omicron variant fuels infections nationwide. Oh no, so Dr. Fauci says, don't invite round your unvaccinated friends and family. Now, that's the true message of Christmas. Thank you, Dr. Fauci, for showing us that Christmas is all about telling the unclean, the filthy, the mouth breathers to stay the hell away from the virtuous, the good, the doubly and triply boosted and jabbed. Yes, they can have their own happy Christmas. But yeah, so there you have the, you know, two figures who, one of these, what I sincerely hope will end up eventually in a courtroom at Nuremberg too. I would love to see it. Gates and Fauci, both of them. Fauci basically just being horrible beyond words, but he's been like that for quite a while. Absolutely horrible individual, a monster. And Gates, pretty similar. So you know, Gates is sort of saying, well, you know, we don't know enough. We don't know enough about the new variant. Well, we do know actually quite a bit, because we know, for example, that studies are showing it's milder with a 40% lower chance of overnight hospital admissions. So Bill Gates is wrong. We do know stuff. Even Imperial College London, which is hardly a reputable source, found that Omicron patients are between 20 and 25% less likely to be admitted. Even Neil Ferguson says the wave coming will be nothing like we've seen last year. Well, of course it won't. How could it be? It's a common cold, for goodness sake. But this is nonetheless apparently not acceptable to Mr. Bill Gates. No. So actually, interestingly enough, another study has showed, I'm just trying to get the details for you, that studies show that hospitalization risk is around 50% less, if you get Omicron. So it's massively, which in itself, I would question that, actually. I would question the 50%. I reckon it's probably a lot less than that. But also, interesting factoid here, 56% of all British adults have now had their booster. So they're hitting about, almost, according to them anyway, almost a million a day. So the British public are queuing up and they're taking their boosters, even though we know, as a matter of fact, there's no debate in this one, folks. This is something that can't be fact-checked. because it's from the ONS, as I said in a previous podcast, the triple jabbed are 4.5 times more likely to test for Omicron. Doesn't stop the Brits. They love their jabs. Yeah, give us that extra jab. In fact, give me 2 extra jabs when you're at it. Okay, I'm going to be 4.5 times more likely to get Omicron. But so what? And the double jab, well, they're almost 2.5 times more likely to get Omicron. Doesn't matter. Keep the jabbing going. This is out of control, this, isn't it? It's completely out of control. All the evidence points in exactly the same direction. The more jabbed you become, the more your immune system becomes compromised, and therefore the more likely you are to pick up bugs and viruses of whatever sort. That seems to me at this point to be indisputable. And yet, Bill Gates is saying this could be worse than anything we've ever seen. Dr. Fauci is telling you, don't invite the unjabbed round. But of course, the likelihood is that it's the people who have been double and triply jabbed who are more likely to be carrying COVID-19. So maybe that is a reason not to go around, actually, because the carriers are most likely to be those who have taken the jab. So again, we see this is the consistent theme for almost 2 years now. The reality in terms of how things are is being spun out of all recognition and turned into something which it's not. And that's exactly where we are with this one. So as I say, will you be disinviting your vaccinated friends? Maybe I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that, of course. It's absolutely morally wrong. But that's what Dr. Fauci recommends. And I'm sure all around the world you'll get this echo as the chief medical officers in every country parrot their great and glorious esteemed leader, Fauci. Don't have the unjabbed round for Christmas. They could kill you. You could end up deader than the turkey on the table. So there you have it, folks. Anyway, we're well into clown world.